Our third feature this week introduces us to Rob Parker, a novelist who is just about to release a new crime novel set in the Norfolk Broads. Elaine Smith will tell us more.
There's something about crime writers. They may imagine dark, threatening, sinister situations to thrill, frighten, and tease their readers, but they have a reputation for being the warmest, nicest people you might meet. And Rob Parker seems to be a case in point. He's just about to release his new novel called The Troubled Deep, where a missing person's cold case is mired in corruption and trafficking, and the investigator is a loner suffering from PTSD. Yet Rob is a married father of three who works in schools encouraging reading and writing in children. He's perpetually smiling and is extraordinarily polite, considerate, and full of joy. As we talk, small dogs and young children all appear, vying for his attention and a quick cuddle. We are speaking online because his home is Warrington, near Manchester, some 200 miles from Norfolk. Commonly perceived as the gritty, urban, industrial northwest, it seems a perfect location for a crime novel. But Rob, always eager to subvert expectation, has chosen to set his story on the Broads. In so many ways, this is a love letter to Norfolk, he says. Everywhere has dark corners, but in fiction you can explore them. And in crime novels, we can tackle big issues of social justice, corruption, real-world political issues, all while telling a good story. I think in the best books, you're learning without realising. You're being stimulated to think more. Crime is a brilliant vehicle for this, and I think some of the best writers in the country are working in crime. In The Troubled Deep, the Brindley family disappeared one summer night after leaving a party 30 years earlier. There was speculation that they simply moved on, or that their car left the road and they were all lost to the marshes. Then, ex-Marine and ex-SBS officer Cam Killock finds the car. He is working as a cold case diver, scouring waterways for the lost. It's an occupation that gives him solace in his struggle with PTSD and in his search for purpose in civilian life. The only place he can find peace is underwater, where the world is muffled and calm. But uncovering the Brindley family car reveals more questions than answers. Where are the bodies? I've always wanted to write about the Broads, says Rob, who fell in love with the area as a young boy, spending his holidays with his grandparents in a house on stilts near the River Bure in Horning in the 1980s. He's been a regular visitor ever since and is now enjoying seeing his own children discover the county. I think it's an underrated gem, he says. It's got a rhythm of its own. I can feel my blood pressure retreating as soon as I get on certain roads. It's got a unique geographical character with everything flat and bleeding slowly towards the sea. Everywhere you look, there are beautiful buildings and so much history. There's a magic about Norfolk. But it's taken him 25 books and 12 years to find an opportunity to turn his passion for the county into a novel. After various jobs, among them a van driver, videographer, and court advocate, He made a career as a ghostwriter, composing memoirs for politicians, journalists, and sportspeople. Only a dozen of the books have been published under his own name. But that isn't a problem, he says. I'm not bothered about chasing credit. I know I've written the books. I don't need approval from someone else. I just love writing. I always wanted to be an author. I was one of those kids travelling about with a notebook, filling it with stories. And ghostwriting has made it possible for me to do something I love and earn enough money to support my family. Nevertheless, he has longed to have a body of work to present to his children and to turn his passion for crime novels and old films into fiction under his own name. There were endless knockbacks, yet he has persevered. I didn't realise I had such a stubborn streak, he says, of receiving some 250 rejections from agents. It turns out that I love it when you tell me I can't do something. It makes me more determined. What's more, nothing is ever wasted, he says, and can point to all the various elements of his life leading to this point, not least the landscape and history of Norfolk. Growing up, I couldn't get enough of Norfolk folk tales and stories, he says. I'm someone who's never short of ideas, and Norfolk just keeps on giving. As I've been travelling through the beautiful, sedate Norfolk Broads, my imagination has taken a turn, and I've been thinking of what secrets might be lurking. I'll see a place name, and that will spark off something else. Or I'll pitch up somewhere with my laptop, and before long, someone's come over to ask what I'm doing, we'll get talking, and they'll say they've got a story for me. His own family background, with his grandfather, a commando in World War II, and Rob's own applications to join the army, he failed the medical, and then the police, he failed the maths exam, and seeing how old school friends returned from serving overseas, all led to creating the character of Cam Gillick. I'm very interested in the sense of duty of these people, he says, but I found out the crushing cost for some of them. So I got excited thinking about how this person, Cam, with his PTSD, could cope. Where else would a guy like that want to settle down other than in the Norfolk Broads? You've got miles and miles of waterways. But also, how would you feel if you had come home feeling your duty is not done? I wanted to explore the cost we pay for others, he says. And in this book, it's about the cost the children paid for the behaviour of their parents. But I also wanted to find redemption for all parties. Once I set myself those challenges, I'd got the ending. Working on the book has given Rob the perfect excuse to spend more time here, exploring the area, and he hopes readers will do so too. You can visit 90% of the locations in the book, but I've changed the names of some of them. There are unfortunate incidents in the story, and I wouldn't want to say that they happened in a certain pub, for example. And I've been fabulously well treated. I think your work sparkles that little bit brighter when you're enjoying what you're writing about. And I'm passionate about writing about Norfolk.
Thank you, Elaine.